Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So I came in this morning and Katie was like, oh my God, I got to show you this TikTok video.
I do.
It's blowing up online. Which, side note, every time she says anything about anything on TikTok or Instagram, it's always.
It's blowing up.
100% of the time, followed by it's blowing up. This is all anybody is talking about.
Really making the rounds.
And I was like, really? I've never heard about it. Tell me about it.
Well, here's the backstory, right?
All right.
So a story is about a woman named Quinn. She went viral this year, Jer, and she's from right here in Denver. So all this happened at a Denver coffee shop, right? So she was hanging out at this coffee shop, and she witnessed a man who she identified. Should we say his name? Is that okay?
Well, is it all over the TikTok?
It's all over the internet.
We're not hiding anything.
Exactly.
It's all anybody's talking about.
So Quinn identified a guy, Cody, on what appeared to be an early date that Cody was having with another woman, right?
Okay.
So she posted a video saying, hey, I just saw a cute guy, Cody, and I just want to say, Cody, if you're single, I want to, quote, throw my hat in the ring. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So she joked that she was not on dating apps and that the approach was, quote, creepy in itself, but she felt compelled to try because she witnessed him on a date and she didn't think that it was going very well. So she was just like, I want to shoot my shot. And that's where all of this started, is because she went on TikTok and expressed all this.
That's
right?
A large assumption.
She
it's
did.
Not
she's
going
like,
well.
Yeah. She's
well,
like,
she
one.
Was there in the moment. She probably could have heard. She's like, this is a nightmare.
Well, and she overheard Maybe. Somebody like him introduce himself. That's how she knows his name
it's
is
early
Cody.
On.
Hey,
like,
I'm Cody.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm super hot.
She was really
I love
being
coffee.
Kind of creepy about it a little. And she says so herself that it was a little cringy, right? But she went on TikTok and she was just like, you know, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm just going to put it out there. If Cody sees this, just letting you know I'm interested. So hit me up. And people All are right. divided with that. They're like, is that okay? I feel like that is crossing so many lines. You know,
it's really no different than like the missed connections back in the day
it
where
is.
You would go on a Craigslist and be like, hey, I saw you. On the light rail, you were with somebody, but
are
I found
they
you
with somebody though? That's the
sure,
problem.
Sure, I mean there was a million scenarios on those misconnections, right?
Usually, the misconnections are just I saw you out and about. I saw you look at me. I looked at you a little bit. Was that in my head, or do you want to make it something? I've never seen a misconnection where somebody was out on a date and somebody else tried to shoot their shot.
Maybe Cody like, looked at her.
If it's
Maybe
if they
did.
Don't have a ring on them, it's fair game, right?
I don't know. I don't Jeez. Like that rule. I don't. But we have. There's a lot of people on TikTok talking about it right now. And one specifically is the guys. The guys are
guys
really
are fired up.
The guys are fired up, and they're not having it. So that's where, like, with you guys having your stance right now, like.
Yeah.
Typically, the men are saying this is not okay.
I'm going to play this audio. Did
yeah.
This guy cussed a lot, didn't
he?
He
did. I took it all out. I took
sure?
it all
out.
Pretty sure I'm pretty sure I took it
if
all out.
If there's cussing in here, it's Katie's fault.
Okay, deal.
I seen the video of the girl from Denver who basically was like at a coffee shop or something like that. She says that she saw this couple. She said it looked like the first or second date. Then proceeded to make a video and basically saying that she wishes them the best, but that if he's still single, she wants to shoot her shot. Oh, and then she knew his name. She like overheard him introducing himself to somebody else. So she was like looking for him on the internet. Am I the only one who thinks that's weird? As a guy, don't do that. So extremely disrespectful. How do you know that they were on a first or second date? How do you know that they weren't further along? A, that this app just like melts people's brains. The lack of humility. I know that other women are probably going to stitch her videos, but I wanted for, as a guy in a relationship, very, very disrespectful. Be better. Try to be better.
Try and be better. So that's
I could
kind
see
of,
as
yeah.
a guy that it would get you thinking. I will say that. Like, even if you're with somebody first, second, third of 6 months and you get a message like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would get you, it would screw with you a little bit, I think. It would get you thinking like, oh, what am I missing out on? What's this girl all about? She's attracted to me. Like, it would start.
It would pique your interest a little, you think?
Yes. And that's just natural, right? Like, oh, wow, pretty girl likes me.
Like, when you're already like, she's interested in me,
yeah.
obviously,
yeah.
So.
That's
oh, okay.
easy now. It's yeah. easy. It's fair game, you know?
I don't think it's fair game. I think it's completely disrespectful.
Is
I agree
it?
100% with what that guy said. I think that the app kind of culture has completely diminished our brain capacity
totally.
To think that rules don't exist.
Yeah, but you got to take your shot, too.
No,
shoot
there
your
are
shot.
Rules. There are rules.
Are
you
there?
Have to be respectful when it comes to the shot.
Do you?
If homie already gave the ball to somebody else.
Don't Don't know about
and
that.
And you have to steal the ball?
Don't know about that.
Like, I don't know. You may be called for a foul. Like, that may happen. About that. You may be called. You may be.
Remember, this is how Jeremy
dirty.
Got his wife.
Well,
Katie,
don't bring that up yet. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What do you think about Quinn? Was this a good idea, bad idea? Does it give you the ick that she did this? I like Ben, who just texted in. He says, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I say Quinn did nothing wrong. Life's not a spectator sport.
Oh!
So go for it.
You can't sit on the sidelines,
that's
huh?
That's the thing. I guess we would have to place ourselves in that chair at the coffee shop where she's overhearing this date.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Katie, you could speak to this. You know when the date's not going well, and you could probably tell by body language and, you know, that maybe the woman in that situation wanted to leave. It just wasn't going well.
Yeah.
And she witnessed that. So how can we poo-poo this if she was actually there watching this date go down and she could tell it wasn't going to last? And she's like, eh, why not? This guy's cute. I'm just going to put it out. Put it out to the universe. You guys like doing that.
You did
put it out
it,
to
yeah.
the universe. I'll put Cody on my vision board.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
never know, right?
But that's the thing is if she, like, say that lady, like, left the date and the guy's still sitting there. And then she went up to him and tried, like, shooting her shot in that way, laying
yeah.
the groundwork. Maybe that would have been okay. But she legit took to the internet, said her stuff, and then expected nobody to judge it. Like, she wanted us. That's why we have the right to judge, is because she gave it to us to judge it, you know? I think that there would have been a different way to go about it. If she wanted to be cringy like that and kind of reach out and take somebody else's
I think it's
kind
of cute, personally.
You think it's cute? You think Jen
on the text
you
line,
did it?
Jen on the text line says, I feel like she doesn't need to be so desperate. I don't know if she was desperate. Again, I think this is just kind of there's a cutesy factor to this. She's like, hey, I was at a coffee shop. I saw a cute guy. If it doesn't work out for you, I'm here, you know, in the
yeah.
sidelines. Like, I'd be happy to go on a date with you. There's a cuteness factor to it. And what if it didn't work with Cody and who he was out with? And he did get with Quinn. Like, what a great backstory for when they, you know, celebrate their 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's a cute backstory.
It is cute. But again, you put it out there
yeah.
and you divided people. So half of us are going to like it. Half of us are not.
I'm all for dividing
yeah, I know,
people.
Yeah, I know you are.
I am so for it. 100% for dividing people, especially when you see a situation and you're like, ah, she could do way better.
Well,
that guy's a clown.
And that's the thing.
That guy's
is,
a dork.
I think that it's already so
even
hard
if she is
out
living
there,
with him.
The online dating, like, I think if I was in the woman's shoes who was on a date with Cody.
Which you couldn't because you have giant feet.
No, okay, whatever. But if I was
size
in her
nine.
Shoes and I was sitting there on this date, I would have been irritated had I, like, came across this story. Like, do you know how hard it was for me to go on this date? I had to get the guy to message me back, you know, and actually set
or,
up plans. And
or
then
you could have been like, that date
them.
Was horrible. Good
yeah.
luck, Quinn. Have
but
fun with Cody. He's
but
the worst.
We don't know. But that's what I'm saying is going into those dates, there's so many things you have to do. And I think that as a woman and as Quinn, who says she's off the apps, but she has to have some kind of experience with them, it's hard. And I think we all have to respect each other's boundaries and, you know, lines in that regard. Like, let's
I don't think
just...
there's anything wrong with
but
inquiring.
She didn't go
inquiring,
up.
Inquiring, but wait
it would have been worse if
over.
She had gone over.
But
and,
wait
like,
till
butted
it's
in.
Over. Let me get through this horrible online date first, and then you can have them, Quinn.
Well, she made the video after the date.
It was after
over.
The date.
Well, I
yeah.
know she was, but again, like, I'm just saying, had she done it after, had she maybe done it and then not posted it. Like, I think that is, in my opinion,
cute.
I don't think it's
and
cute.
And Quinn's a cute
I don't.
Name, too.
I don't think it's cute.
It
I think
I, like
I think Vicky just hit the nail on the head. Quinn is doing this for TikTok attention.
Well, she got it.
And that's what, yeah, but that's what, to me,
what does she look
it's
like?
So hard to be in online dating. And then when you have people like Quinn out there,
Harley
just makes
Quinn.
It
coming
harder.
After you,
makes it
snatching
harder.
Up your Cody.
That's all. That's all.
This is
it
my
just
Cody.
Makes it harder. Like, she probably did a lot to get to that date, and then Quinn
Well, maybe
came
Quinn's
and,
better.
Maybe Quinn's better, but I still
is.
Don't like it. I think this just takes, there's so many.
You would fight Quinn, wouldn't you?
I would fight Quinn in a
you'd
heartbeat.
You'd pull that jean jacket off, and you'd be like,
rules.
Let's go, Quinn.
Like, there's no more respect
my
for
Cody.
Anybody, anywhere. And that's what I think I have a problem with, is like, it seems like Quinn
But
has
Quinn
absolutely...
was probably sizing up the other lady, and she was like, Cody could do better.
That's fine.
And I'm better, so I'm going to take my shot.
Okay.
Why not?
No,
that's what
fine.
I did. 22 two, 24 years later.
It didn't
I took
work
my shot.
For Quinn. I just want to put it out there.
It didn't work for Quinn?
It did not work for
all
Quinn.
All this for nothing?
And everyone came and it completely harassed her. Like, yeah, it didn't work out
and
for
she didn't
Quinn.
Get her Cody?
I don't think she got her Cody.
All
so.
This for nothing?
I'm just saying. But I think that there should be rules when it comes to the online dating. And this is where literal chaos starts.
From what I hear, if you're a lion, you got to jump on that carcass.
Yeah,
you
got to
dive in and just...
And that's what makes it hard.
And Cody's the carcass.
That's what makes it hard. Like, that's what makes it hard.
It'd be funny if that was his last name. Hi, I'm Cody Carcass.
Cody Carcass. Nice to meet you.
Katie, thank you for this story today.